The Iglesias pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Brewers, for the third time in 6 years, are the National League Central Division champions, and the Brewers are at the top of the Central once again.
That's Lane Grendel right here on WTMJ, Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Next door to Lane was Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. You had TV duty yesterday. Actually, you were giving Lane the business about a shot that came back toward the booth. Apparently, he did not make the play on the ball that we would have liked.
Yeah, no, he did not, and I got confirmation of that. I texted him in between the innings, and he said it hit him in the hands and it hit him in the chest. So apparently, he's got a nice little mark on his chest. The ball did have a lot of steam on it. I will give him credit for giving it an effort. But he did not make the catch. But that's
hey, man.
Okay.
So tell us about the party. Like, what did you do? Were you able to go immediately down to the clubhouse, or like, how did it all play out?
Yeah. So it was. I mean, in Brewers fashion, right? If you get a little bit of help from somebody else, you lose, but it's the best win ever because Seiya Suzuki drops a ball down in Atlanta for the Cubs, and I went down as soon as I signed off. I went down, actually dropped my stuff in the car because I had a little bit of time, and so I didn't get anything wet. And then went into the clubhouse, and I was there for everything. It was a lot of fun. I came back and did a load of laundry. Had to go two cycles just to get all the stuff out of the out of the clothes. And I think I may have shampooed twice to get the beer and champagne out of my hair. But it was a lot of fun, and those guys earned every bit of it.
So was the party still going strong when you left?
There was still some going on, yes. And I left about 11-ish. So they were still going pretty hard, for sure. And I will say that we got a little preview of what today's lineup will look like at about midnight.
Are you in it?
No. I'm in it just because I'm calling the game, but I could be available if they needed to make a roster move.
I have visions. You spoke about the laundry, like wife waiting for you at the door. Don't come any further. Strip off. We're putting that right in the wash. Like, don't even come in here.
Just like the kids playing in the mud, right?
Right.
No, it was cool. I will say my wife and my two kids decided to come down at the ball game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Had a feeling that they were going to come down and that they were going to clinch. And once the game was over, they walked in, walked downstairs with Judy Uecker, and Judy Uecker said, come on, let's get on the field. So we had a cool moment on the field and took some pictures and on the infield, and they got to enjoy and some of the celebration too. So that was really cool to have the whole family involved.
Yeah, I know some Brewers fans are kind of a salty bunch. We've had the conversation here with some suggesting, well, it's kind of lame because we didn't win the game and we didn't come. And I really come down level on body of work. We've played 157 games. We earned the pad that we created between ourselves and the Cubs and the others. And, you know, with that body of work, this is to be celebrated just because you didn't win the last one to put you in.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, who cares? What's the big deal? They're in. It's not the end of the world. You don't have to wait until the last day of the season. I mean, it would have been even worse if you get to, like, the last day of this Cardinals series, and then you clinch then, and then the three games against the Cubs don't mean anything, when they could have been super stressful. And I think you don't want to have that situation for the last three games to make the decision for you. So I'm glad it happened. I feel terrible for Seiya Suzuki. That's a bad moment for him.
That's his best Brent Brown impersonation right there.
That's exactly what I said. We showed the replay on the broadcast live, and I had not seen it yet. So when we saw it on TV, it was the first time I had seen it, and that was the first thing that came out of my mouth was Brent Brown.
Yep. This is the Cubs player who dropped a can of corn
at County Stadium in 1998. Yep.
And then the same thing playing out yesterday against the Marlins that would have sealed a win for the Cubs and prolonged this a little bit longer.
Yeah, it was nuts. But you know what? Win or lose, they're in, and they're going to have a great, great run in the postseason. There's no doubt in my mind.
All right, so what are you thinking? So who do they play Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, all of those games at AmFam Field? We have no idea what time those games are yet, and it may be some time before we learn that. And they could either play who? The Marlins, the Cubs, the Reds, or the D-backs?
Yes, that's what it's looking like. So it's a one game separating the Diamondbacks and the Cubs for that 5 and 6 seed. And then the Marlins are half a game back. They got washed out. They were less than pleased that the field was unplayable. I mean, the Mets didn't cover their field, and they had a tropical storm coming their way on Saturday. awful. So it took 3 days for that field to dry out, and it still wasn't dry enough to play yesterday. So they'll play a doubleheader the next couple of days to get that ball game in, the Mets and the Marlins. So it could be any of those three teams, and you probably won't find out until Sunday night-ish is my guess, once all the chips are down.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, glad you got a chance to enjoy it, Level.
Yeah, man, congrats.
And look forward to keeping this thing going.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. It was a fun celebration. You got a few more to go, so come out and support the club.
We do have a few more to go. Mark.